Hare Krishna. I have a very interesting question from Bhadrapriya, and she talks about her brother who used to be a practicing devotee. He's not anymore, but he was a real hardcore vegetarian, and used to preach to a lot of people to become vegetarians. Long and short of the story is that somehow or another he's become allergic to foods, to vegetables, to fruits, many. And as a result of that was that the allopathic doctor, and even one Ayurvedic doctor, told him that he had to eat meat, which it seems that he's doing now. So the question is, how is he to understand why is this happening to him? Number two, how is he meant to continue preaching? At the outset, I should mention that this, obviously mine is not a medical opinion, and I'm neither a doctor of either the allopathic or medical school. So whatever I say, whatever advice I give is from practical experience, of others in the same situation, myself in a similar situation, being a heavily allergic person for many, many decades of my life. First of all, in terms of medical opinion, I mean, I would expect the average allopathic doctor, unless they're sort of in tune, to say a similar thing. Not a Ayurvedic doctor, but even if one Ayurvedic doctor, and I take it that's an Ayurvedic doctor who lives here in Hungary, says that, I wouldn't immediately take that as gospel. I would check in with other Ayurvedic doctors. In other words, I'm not 100% convinced of the medical prognosis and what to speak of the advice that they're giving. In terms of what to do, now I've had example of a very good acquaintance, close acquaintance, who became allergic to many, many foods. Now, it never occurred to her to eat meat, and it would be out of the question for her to do that. She manages. She eats, but she eats within her spiritual convictions, and not outside of them or not beyond them. What would I do? That would certainly be my train of thought. I couldn't particularly envisage having to eat meat. I gave that up getting on to 60 years ago, and it's not something that I'd want to visit again. I mentioned that I was highly allergic, not to foods, but I looked for many years into all kinds of treatment, allopathic, Ayurvedic, and so on. But finally, homeopathy cured me. A wonderful doctor in Harrow. And I would continue looking for a cure that would allow to increase whatever the diet is, stay away from being forced, or, you know, I don't know if it's even a matter of force, but stay away from indulging in that type of food. And obviously it weakens one's own position in terms of preaching, because you say, well, yeah, don't be a vegetarian. I eat meat because I have to do it for health reasons. Well, probably a good percentage of the people that you're talking to are going to say the same thing. Well, yeah, for health reasons, I can't, I have to eat it also. And, of course, the real question arises, and I'm sorry if I'm repeating myself, because I don't know whether I said this in Hungarian or in English already, is the question is it actually the food that he's allergic to, or what's in the food? And namely, the antibiotics, the chemicals and everything that the poor animals are being fed. There have been similar studies in terms of different types of lacto allergies, the milk and milk products. Some of those have shown up that the allergy was not to milk itself, but actually to the things that are in the milk. So I wouldn't so quickly buy into the advice of doctors. I would certainly go the field and to try to protect my religious principles. Is that why Krishna is putting this devotee in that situation, to test him? How much is he really attached to living a nonviolent life? Hare Krishna.